Good morning. Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce. And for upcoming events, you can simply go to DurangoBusiness.org. I'm here with Dr. Robert Wallach from La Plata Physical Medicine. How are you?
I'm great, Jack. Good to be here. Thank you.
Well, you know, it's really impressive seeing you ride up on your e-bike. That's a cool rig.
E-bikes are great. Bikes are great. Exercise is great. And
yeah.
I love that e-bike. It gets me from point A to point B so much faster.
So, you know, what I really like about them, too, is I remember I test rode one. I think it was out at Twin Buttes one time, and I climbed the hill, got to the top, and I turned around and went, whoa, I can't believe I just went up that. I'm not winded.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And for people who have, say, impairments, so if you have a bad hip or a bad knee or maybe you even have a little bit of heart or lung disease.
Sure.
And you can't ride a bike up a hill normally.
Uh-huh.
You can get an e-bike and you can still ride your bike. It's fantastic.
So obviously being a doc, you're all for getting out. And I can only imagine, too, the mental floss, as I call it.
You bet.
Mental floss every day. Just getting on a bike and being on the river trail and doing that as part of your daily routine has got to be so beneficial.
Sure. And I don't know about you, Jack, but when I ride a bike, there's always a smile on your face, you know?
Yeah.
You get the wind in your face, and there's just something about pedaling a bike that makes you happy.
Yeah.
And exercise in general, of course, is good for us.
Absolutely.
It's good for your mental state. It's good for treating depression. And it's been shown that exercise is probably the number one way to prevent dementia.
Oh.
So extremely important.
Wow.
Not to mention fun.
Well, absolutely. So you're with La Plata Physical Medicine out here in Boto.
Yes, sir.
You're located at 316 Sawyer Drive, just kind of right over here, just a block over from the from the radio station. What's your background?
Well, my background is I have a undergraduate degree in exercise science, so I've always kind of been interested in fitness and anatomy and the human body. And then when I went to medical school back in 1996, I eventually decided to specialize in a field called physical medicine and rehabilitation, which is a really cool field because it's all about function. And so we're not surgeons, but we do a lot of injection procedures and sometimes other non-surgical procedures. But the bottom line is it's a specialty that's focused on improving function, improving quality of life, decreasing pain. So for somebody who's interested in, you know, somewhat in fitness and just in muscles and bones and joints, it's a great field to go into.
Absolutely. You know, you mentioned with the, you know, kind of the surgical thing. So I've gone in for, you know, physical therapy, whether it's been my knee, my hip, my shoulders, you name it. I've been to physical therapy and I've, knock on wood, I've never had surgery, but I definitely don't exercise like I should outside of the physical therapy. So you're available to help people understand. Tell me about that.
Well, people sometimes get confused because one of the names for us, which is common, is called a physiatrist, which is short for the physical medicine.
Okay.
It sounds a lot like psychiatrist, so I've never liked it too much. But on the other hand, when we tell somebody we're physical medicine doctors, they sometimes think we're physical therapists. And I don't want to insult physical therapists because I'm no therapist, I can tell you that.
Yeah, yeah.
Nor am I a psychiatrist, maybe an amateur, but otherwise, no. So I do certainly help people or counsel them about exercise, and I can do basic stuff, but certainly I'm limited in my office in terms of not having exercise equipment and so forth. But I do refer people a lot to physical therapists as part of the overall rehab program. You know, so if you come and see me with a bad back or back pain, for example, we'll try to figure out what the problem is, but part of the treatment might be helping you strengthen weak muscles or stretching the tight muscles. And we certainly use a lot of physical therapists and other therapists for that.
And what are some of the main things that you like to focus on in your practice?
A lot of what I do is spine problems.
Oh, okay.
And so, and we talk, there's, it's a, it, we could talk for hours about this, but spine problems include everything from your basic back pain and neck pain to pinched nerves or sciatica. As we get older, a lot of us get narrowing in our spine, which we call spinal stenosis. Very common in older people. And that can cause numbness and tingling and pain in the legs. And we can evaluate that and help treat that as well. Some of the other things that I do are treatment of joint problems. You know, for example, hip pain, knee pain, shoulder pain. We can work up and treat that stuff as well in a non-surgical manner.
Sure.
And if people need to see a surgeon, we can send them to a surgeon if they need to. Some of the other procedures that I do is something called Botox, which is botulism toxin.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people know about that from cosmetic dermatologists and other people who treat your wrinkles. And
right. That's immediately what I was thinking
right,
of.
Right, exactly. So Botox has been used medically for many, many years to treat some different conditions such as chronic migraine headaches and other conditions where you have spastic muscles. There's something called torticollis where you walk around with your neck turned in a funny posture because you have muscle spasm. We can use Botox to treat that or other conditions where your muscles are tight and spastic.
Interesting. So the Botox then, it's a muscle reliever then, obviously?
Correct. You inject some of the Botox into different muscles and it actually causes the muscle to relax. And it typically lasts 3 months and sometimes longer.
Uh-huh.
So for some people with permanent problems, it can be a very good treatment, although you do have to keep doing it. But
right.
It can really change your life if it works.
Interesting. I had no idea. I was looking at I'm thinking Botox, and I immediately went to the wrinkles.
Yes, and I don't do that. I don't treat wrinkles. I don't treat cosmetic. We do things that are FDA approved and covered by insurance. In terms of the procedures that I do with Botox.
Sure. Okay. Now, EMG testing, what's that?
So EMG is something called electromyography, and it's part of what I call a nerve test.
Okay.
And I do a lot of nerve testing. So when people have numbness or tingling, there's a condition called carpal tunnel, which is extremely common. Many people have heard of it. And it's basically a pinched nerve at your wrist.
Okay.
And we use the testing to determine how bad is it, where's the problem? And it's a nice test we do in the office, which involves kind of shocking you a little bit. So we stimulate different nerves in the arm or the leg.
So it's kind of like a TENS unit?
A little bit.
Uh-huh.
But we can record the electrical impulse as it travels through the nerve. So we can tell if something is pinched or slowed down or even damaged. So it's a good test, and it's something we do quite a bit of.
Interesting. So if somebody's having, shoulder pain.
Yes.
Speaking from experience, shoulder pain, and I don't have the mobility. I can't throw the football anymore, things of that nature.
Right.
Is this EMG testing something that could be used to kind of diagnose it? Or
not typically, unless you have something that's like causing
tingling.
A nerve problem in your shoulder.
Okay.
In which case, we can help diagnose with our test which nerves are involved and whether there's nerve damage, basically how severe it is. So in some cases of shoulder problems, people do get a pinched nerve in the shoulder, and they can get weakness, and even some of the muscles can atrophy. And
right.
I will test that on occasion.
Okay.
But for the most part, what we're testing is, does somebody have a pinched nerve, whether it's in their arm or in their back or in their neck, and also do they have nerve damage? Now, sometimes people have serious injuries, car wrecks or other types of injuries, where you might dislocate your shoulder, you might break something, and a nerve can get injured as a part of that trauma. And so we use the test to help determine what's injured, how bad is it, what's the prognosis. So we'll see people for that reason as well.
Interesting. Now, one of the best without obviously violating a HIPAA law or whatever,
sure.
Giving names and names will be changed to protect the innocent. No, but give me an example of, one of the big success stories of one of your patients.
Oh, there's been a lot of success stories.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that when you treat chronic problems, we don't always expect people to be, quote, fixed.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is we're humans, we have pain. And it's hard to give one example, but I can say if we go back to the Botox, I had a great patient. Well, I was in Albuquerque the last 5 years.
Okay.
I was in Durango for 5 years from 2008 to 2013. I then moved to Albuquerque for 5 years and I've returned.
Okay.
As of May of this year. We didn't get through that, but I had a great patient in Albuquerque who had one of those neck rotational problems.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw her and I said, have you ever tried Botox? And she said, no, I haven't. And her husband said, oh, that doesn't work. That's a joke. That'll never work. And I said, well, why don't we just try it out on you?
Sure.
And see if it helps. And we quote fixed her, meaning I gave her the Botox. Her neck went back to normal position. She could play. She's a competitive pickleball player.
Oh, wow.
She could play again. Her neck wasn't stuck, turned to one side. And I saw her probably twice a year. It lasted about 6 months or longer.
Right.
And she was super happy.
Oh, I can only imagine how happy she was. And then her husband probably went, okay, it worked, Doc.
Yeah. He came back a little more humble the second time. Yeah. But they were very happy, nice people.
So tell me, you mentioned you were here in Durango and went to Albuquerque. What happened there? I mean, you just wanted a change of life, or what happened?
Oh, it's a long story. But my wife was working at Fort Lewis.
Uh-huh.
She's a biochemist, and now she's become a health and wellness coach.
Right.
We adopted a young kid from China back in 2010. And
uh-huh.
It just became difficult for her with work and motherhood and so forth. There were some issues as well for me, and we just decided that we wanted to make a change.
Sure.
We had an opportunity down there. We thought, well, let's just give it a go and kind of restart.
Yeah.
And then we realized after about 2 years that we really loved Durango.
Yeah, well, and in raising children here, and, you know, I'm an adopted child, it's one of those things. Durango's a great place to raise kids.
It is, and we are so happy to be back. We've been planning this for about 3 years, and now that we're back, we just feel better about the community. We uh-huh. are excited to be here.
Well, I got to tell you, I met you and your wife at one of our business after hours, and your enthusiasm makes me want to just come see you.
Thank you.
I mean,
we appreciate that.
and so it's LaPlataPhysicalMedicine.com is
yes.
the website. And are you taking new patients, things of that nature?
So I'm taking new patients. We can take self-referrals as long as your insurance will allow that.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, we take referrals from other providers. I am currently taking all insurances, including Medicare and Medicaid.
Okay.
I'm working on New Mexico Medicaid, so I will take that once I get approved. And so there's no limits on anybody. You know, some medical practices in town, unfortunately, can't see certain insurances such as Medicare and Medicaid. Mm-hmm. But at the moment, I have no issues with that. I can see anybody.
Wow, this is I'm very encouraged hearing that because I looking at they specializing in spine, muscle, nerves, and joints. And you're walking in to do the interview. I said, yeah, when I turned 50, the warranty on my body expired. And it just seems like, I could go on and on and on about all the different things. And now there's, with the Botox and just some of the things that you have listed here, herniated disc, got that. Spine and joint injections that you can do. Now, with the injections, you say, what is the average amount of time for the, you mentioned with the one patient, 6 months.
Sure, with the Botox. That's
encouraging.
Now, I do a lot of other kind of injections, and these are more of your spine and joint injections.
Okay,
so
explain
some
that.
Procedures we do in the office, for example, if somebody's having a lot of shoulder pain and perhaps it's not getting better, we can give them an injection in the shoulder. We can give people shots in the knee
mm-hmm.
if they need to. Now, I try to avoid that. I'd
sure.
like people to get better with non-invasive means if possible, but it is an option for us. Some people come in with back pain or other problems, pain problems, and they have mm-hmm. muscle spasm. And if they're not getting better, we do have some office-based muscle type of injections that we'll do as well. We call those trigger point injections.
Okay.
And then we have a lot of injections that are fancier. We do them under X-ray guidance. And so those are a lot of our spinal injections. So, for example, if you have a herniated disc and it's causing a pinched nerve and you have pain or numbness going down your
mm-hmm.
leg and it's not getting better in a reasonable time frame with other non-invasive treatments, one of the very common injections we do is basically putting some medication close to that nerve where it's getting pinched and just trying to calm it down. You know, we're trying to make you feel better so we can buy you time.
Right.
So that as your body heals, you'll just be more comfortable and hopefully you can perform better and do more activities with less pain.
Well, and there's nothing worse than a locked up back. I mean, I've had that and it is just crippling. As you literally can crawl a restroom. I mean, just any normal activity is just so impeded.
Exactly. And I can say that I've had a lot of back pain myself.
Uh-huh.
I'm a chronic back pain sufferer. I've had back pain probably half my life. And so I certainly understand when people come in and they have chronic pain problems and they're tired of it. I understand how they feel because I have a lot of similar things. I've
right.
had sports injuries. I've had broken bones as well. So I get it.
You can relate.
I can relate. Now, so I can provide some empathy and some understanding and some knowledge for people. And a lot of it comes down to some other aspects in terms of exercise and posture. And there's so many things that we do during the day.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
I just sat up straight.
And I just sat up straight too.
Yeah.
Everything from how we sit with our posture to how we stand to how we get out of a chair.
Right.
To how we put our pants and our socks on in the morning. There's
sure.
so much poor posture and bad body mechanics that for a lot of people over the years start to lead to back problems. And those are some things that I'm very interested in helping with, because I'm working on myself, of course, yeah. but also helping people figure out, hey, what can you do that's going to take stress off your back?
Well, let me ask this, because we're out of time, actually. So what people can do is get a hold of you. What's the best way to reach out to you?
Correct. So they can go to my website, www.laplatafysicalmedicine.com.
Okay.
I have a Facebook site as well. I can be emailed through the website or through Facebook. There is a link where people can ask questions or request appointments through okay. my website. It goes to an email, and we can respond to that.
Great.
They can call the office if they want to.
Okay. And this is all at, again, La Plata Physical Medicine out here in Bodo Park. And Dr. Robert Wallach, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Jack. My pleasure.
We have to send back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.